Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and happy 1st of May to everyone. My name is Carla Jenkins, and I'm the hostess of Positive Change Radio. As you know, we broadcast two shows every week, every Monday and every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And today is Project Management Mondays, where we highlight processes and current events within project management. I'm also a certified project management professional, as well as certified Scrum Master with over 10 years experience in Agile and general project management. Furthermore, I'm also on the board of a consulting company entitled Phenomena LLC. You can get in contact with me at carlarjenkins.com. I also have email, which is info@carlarjenkins.com. Furthermore, in the show page, I have where you can sign up to my newsletter to keep of all the current events within project change and economic analysis. It's not just a regurgitation of what products I have out, but also current events and current happenings and my, you know, insight and opinion on them. Today's show for Project Management Mondays will be the Project Management Body of Knowledge 6.4, Estimate Activity Resources. And the definition of this process is to estimate the types and quantities of material, human resources, equipment, or supplies required to perform every activity. Estimation is extremely important towards creating the best project schedule. And a great project schedule increases project success, which is very important. As you know, the schedule or time is one of the three triple constraints in project management, the other two being scope and cost. Therefore, if you can manage or create a project schedule, then that would exponentially increase your project success because everyone will be on time, the deliverable will be on time, and once you have the deliverable on time. That's one third of the battle since we're dealing with the triple constraint. As you know, we have three phases or three different features and sections. The first section is the inputs. The second is tools and techniques. And the third are the outputs. And now let's continue to the inputs for the estimate activities resource process. There are eight of them. The first input is the schedule management plan, which was created in 6.1. And the plan identifies the level of accuracy in the units of measure for the resources to be estimated. The second input is activity list. And the activity list identifies the activities which will need the resources. The third input are activity attributes, which were described in 6.2. And these attributes provide the primary data input for use in estimating those resources required for each activity in the activity list. The fourth one is called resource calendar. And this is the first time that we discuss resource calendars. And a resource calendar, its definition is a calendar that identifies the working days and shifts on each specific resource that is available. Information on which resources, human, equipment, material, are potentially available during a planned activity period is used for estimating resource utilization. So, for instance, if you work the first shift, which is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you know, 5 days a week, then, and you are doing a project, then the resource calendar would document that everyone was working first shift. However, what if you had a project where you had more than one shift? What if you had all three shifts working on a project for 5 days? Then you would need to document that on the resource calendar. You would need not just what the first shift is doing, but the transfer of the deliverables and the equipment and the material from the first shift to the second, also from the second to the third, and then from the third to the first. The fifth input is called the risk register, and that's also interwoven in chapter 11, which is risk management knowledge area chapter, and the risk event, which may impact resource selection and availability. And the updates to the risk register are included with project document updates. And there's also a link between this and the plan risk responses process. And what the risk register does is it keeps track of the probability of a risk event happening. And a risk event is something that can have positive or negative risks. There are positive risks, and you want to accept them or exploit them. And if they're negative, you want to reduce them. You can also accept negative risks, but you also want to mitigate them or transfer them with like insurance. The sixth input is called activity cost estimates. And this is the first time you're hearing it, although it will reappear in chapter 7, which is the cost management. And these estimates are the cost of resources that may impact resource selection. So it's just the cost of every activity. And it's estimated because you don't have anything, you know, real concrete yet. The seventh input is called enterprise environmental factors. And this was mentioned in section 2.5. And as you know, these factors can influence this process. And some of the influencers include, but are not limited to, the resource location, availability, and skills. Let me give an example. If, say, you have a highly skilled individual, but he's not available for the first week of a 4-week project, well, you have to incorporate that into how you would estimate the activity. You probably have to go with a less educated or a less, you know, less senior, more junior person for that week. And if the person's more junior, he or she may make more mistakes. You have to put that in the resource, not just the resource calendar. You also have to put it in the risk register. Furthermore, you have to estimate it in the current process. The eighth and final input are organizational process assets. And some of these are the policy and procedures regarding staffing, policy and procedures regarding relating to rental and purchase of supplies and equipment, and historical information regarding types of resources used for a similar work on previous projects. Now we're going to the second section of tools and techniques. And there are five of them. The first one is expert judgment. The second is alternative analysis. And its definition is the various levels of resource capability or skill, different sizes or types of machines, different tools, make, rent, or buy decisions regarding the resource. And you're just analyzing all of the alternative ways of completing the same task instead of just doing plan A. For instance, alternative analysis is just like saying plans B, C, D, and E. The third one is published estimating data. And this one usually comes from periodicals or think tanks or professional organization or industry standards. And its definition are several organizations routinely publish updated production rates and unit costs of resources for an extensive array of labor trades, material, equipment for different countries and geographical locations within countries. But also, there's a lot of published data on salary rates for service. So it's not exclusively, you know, physical products. It's also for, you know, the information age, just using my PMP certification, the average person, the average pay for someone with PMP is over $100,000. Well, that's published data. And most people who are project management professionals are not working as plumbers or welders. So just because in the PMBOK it says labor trade, there's a lot of published data on service occupations too. Number four is bottom-up estimating. And this definition is a method of estimating project duration or cost by aggregating the estimates of the lower cost components of the work breakdown schedule. When an activity cannot be estimated with a reasonable degree of confidence, the work within the activity is decomposed into more detail. And then the resource needs are estimated. Well, bottom up means you're taking it from the smallest minute point and you're building up, like you're going from absolutely nothing, like the atomic level, and then you're building it up, and then, you know, go from an atom to a cell to a nucleus to a human, and you're moving it up. So you're going from very small to very large. And then the final input is project management software. It highlights scheduling software tool, and it has the capability to help plan, organize, and manage resource pool and develop resource estimates. You know, example of that is Slack, Asana, Trello, MS Project. It can also be Excel. And so now we're in the final section of estimate activity resources, and we have three outputs. The first output is activity resource requirements, and they identify the types and quantities of resources required for each activity in a work package. These requirements then can be aggregated to determine the estimated resources for each work package and each work period. The amounts of detail and the level of specificity of the resource requirement descriptions can vary by application area. The resource requirements documentation for each activity can include the basis of estimate for each resource, as well as the assumptions that were made in determining which types of resources were applied, their availability, and what quantities are used. Well, resource requirements are very important because that's like what's needed to not just conduct the activity, but to complete the activity. So if you don't have the requirement, then you run the risk of not having the project schedule on time because you can't really estimate how long an activity would take when you don't have all the parts. The second one is resource breakdown structure. And it's similar to the work breakdown structure because it is hierarchical representation of resources by category and type. Well, instead of doing the work, we're doing the resources. And examples of resource categories include labor, material, equipment, and supplies. So the resource breakdown schedule is similar to the work breakdown schedule. And if you decide to pursue certification, this will often show up in the same question as work breakdown structure. So I would recommend that you know the definition for that, because they all try to trick you with that. And the final output is project document updates. And the documents that will be updated are the activity list, the activity address, and the resource calendars. And that concludes today's lesson for PMBOK 6.4, Estimate Activity Resources. This is Project Management Monday. My name is Carla Jenkins. I'm the hostess of Project Management Mondays as well as Positive Change Radio on Thursday. I'm a certified project management professional and certified Scrum Master with over 10 years of project management experience. You can get in contact with me on my website, which is carlarjenkins.com. Furthermore, you can get in contact with me on my social media handles, which are Carla R. Jenkins for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ms. Fanon for Pinterest and Periscope. Finally, you can check out my newsletter, which is in the show page link, and I look forward to hearing from you and taking out the time of your day to listen to me again this Thursday, and if not, have a good Monday evening and afternoon. Mm-hmm.